Some gentle therapies manage to create a real symbiosis between tradition and technology. This is precisely the case for acupuncture. This branch of traditional Chinese medicine today makes use of the undisputed properties of laser radiation, which are gradually being created in the domestic pharmacy. This new therapeutic tool, however, is not limited to acupuncture, but offers a new approach to self-medication, that of light as an energy source for the human body. Acupuncture, the starting point. It rests on the concept of universal energy, qi, which flows through the body along ways called meridians, ensuring the proper functioning of the organs. The vital functions are controlled by the two opposite sides of the same phenomenon, the yin and the yang. The latter, for example, embodies warmth, fullness, light, growth, while the former refers to cold, emptiness, darkness or decline. Yin and yang complement each other and are the precondition for each other. From a medical point of view, the balance plays an important role in a person's health. The pathways covered by energy form a kind of reticulate that covers the whole organism. 12 vertical meridians, 6 yin and 6 yang, can be imagined schematically, from which some transverse collateral branches branch out. These meridians reflect pathological changes in the organs at certain points on the body surface. By acting on these well-identified acupuncture points, the etymology of the word, extremely evocative, is acus, needle and puncture, you can influence the flow of qi, restoring a certain balance between yin and yang, and consequently the patient's health. A modern and evolving alternative. The traditional technique consisted of inserting needles into the skin locally, at the strategic points mentioned above. Currently, it is now possible to reproduce the same stimulus with exposure to electrical impulses or low-intensity laser radiation. These two new practices have numerous advantages. In addition to being painless and leaving no trace, they're absolutely harmless, free of side effects and, above all, they eliminate the fear of the needle, which is particularly convenient when patients are children or fearful people. The electrical appliance refers exclusively to the principles of classic acupuncture, replacing the needles with low-frequency alternating current pulses. The intensity of the discharge changes from person to person, depending on the thickness of the skin. Although the laser has the same advantages as electro-acupuncture, it represents a further evolution, which has nothing to do with traditional Chinese medicine. Thanks to its role in cellular metabolism, it is in fact able to stimulate the mitochondria, real motors of the cell, which therefore becomes potentially capable of greater activity, synonymous with acceleration of cell regeneration. The laser can therefore be used in two different ways, for irradiation and acupuncture, thus expanding the range of its indications. There are different categories of laser devices according to the different types of users. For some time now there have also been devices intended for the general public which, for safety reasons, have a lower power than that of therapists' appliances which however does not compromise their effectiveness. In this context, extreme caution is always recommended. For a possible purchase, it is preferable that the private individual contact his trusted pharmacist, who will be able to offer him safe products that comply with current legislation. What are the therapeutic indications? The two methods of use mentioned require a distinction to be made between the indications of acupuncture and those of irradiation. In China, it is believed that the disease is treatable with the application of needles or the substitutes in a modern way are more than 120. The WHO, World Health Organization, has drawn up an official list of 43 diseases. Before use, a medical diagnosis is essential. Electric or laser acupuncture never replaces the necessary therapy or medical measures, it also does not apply to definitive injuries. Used in parallel with pre-existing therapies, it can instead represent an additional resource, effective in many cases. Appliances intended for private individuals have applications that concern the classic sphere of family self-medication. The main indications concern the Nth sphere, rhinitis, sinusitis, bronchitis, tonsillitis, the digestive tract, diarrhea, constipation, gastritis, nausea, pains in the joints, teeth, sciatica, headache, etc., states of fatigue, nervous tension or motion sickness. It is possible that by curing a disease other symptoms disappear, because acupuncture addresses the human body as a whole. By toning the qi of an organ, all its functions are restored. The laser, in the version for irradiation, thanks to its biostimulation effect, sees the field of its applications extend to inflammatory pathologies, tendinitis, gingivitis, some rheumatic forms, etc. Or to skin lesions, burns, wounds, herpes. As already for self-medication, one should never try to cure infections associated with fever, serious mental illness or pathologies with an uncertain diagnosis. The advantages of the laser. 1. Versatile, biostimulation and acupuncture. 2. Painless, without contraindications or side effects. 3. Simple to use, for the whole family. Finally, home laser treatments. The originality of the new laser equipment lies in their potential use by the patients. For several years now, scientists and especially doctors have been making use of this technology in many disciplines, particularly in dermatology. From today, all private individuals will be able to opt for this solution for a number of diseases that fall within the sphere of self-medication.